The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately, the man regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. As we hear this gospel account, there are some aspects that stand behind it that we may have missed. There is the call to faith, which Jesus urges the beggar to by the continuous calling out. And there is the hope of the beggar that he would be heard. And lastly, the beggar did not allow Jesus to pass him by. You see, if we could place ourselves in the person of the beggar, the blind man, and it may be many of us, or we know many, have found themselves in the situation where Jesus was passing by, as he always is throughout the whole of every life. To everyone that Jesus Christ has been revealed to, the word has been spoken to, Jesus is passing by. The question then is, will we respond to Jesus passing by, or just let him keep going? And part of this response is hope. The blind man had a certain human hope that Jesus, we'd heard about, who had performed miracles and done great wonders, that he would listen to him when he called out, and that he could be possibly healed. In some other translations, it says the words that Jesus actually spoke to him, "Go, your faith has saved you." And this is the real point of hope in the Holy Spirit. It is to bring us to salvation. You see, all the miracles that Jesus did in the Gospels were just signs, amazing signs. People were blind, can see. Souls that were dead raised back to life. Jesus walking on the water. But we know, in the end, this blind man died. Everyone that Jesus healed died. Everyone that Jesus brought back to life died. Then these are signs pointing us to faith. Faith in the things to come, in the kingdom of God. It's the definition of hope, as we hear in the Catechism, hope for eternal life, hope for the things of God, the things that are not seen. And part of this hope is rooted in recognizing our dignity as made in the image of God, that you have a meaning and a purpose in life. You can be happy and peaceful in knowing that meaning. See, one of the worst things in this world is not necessarily suffering, difficulties, facing even wars, but is to live without meaning. We see this today in our cultures. So many people running after drugs, either physical drugs or drugs of their own making, and so many different addictions and anxieties, fantasies, pornography, luxuries, indulgences, so that you become living in these fantasy worlds without meaning apart from that. This is a path to destruction. As you see so many young people ruining themselves with drugs, it's a sign to the rest of us. But this is not the way it has to be. God loves you. He loves you personally. He wants to have a relationship with you in an intimate and personal way. This can and should change your life. See, the presence of Jesus goes through all of one's life. When you're having good times, when you're facing the loss of loved ones, when you lose a job, when you're doing well in your job, when you've just done something that brings you acclaim, when you've been humiliated, in all circumstances, in all times in our life, Jesus is there. But we need to recognize his presence, not just let him pass by as if he's not important. In my own pastoral experience, I've seen a couple of different souls that strike me, how it transformed their life in ways you wouldn't have expected. One now older man said he was involved in drugs in Los Angeles, the city, many years ago. He was on a downward spiral until he got involved, touched by Mary, Mother of God, through her prayers. He joined the Legion of Mary and then came to pray the rosary every day and to be oriented on giving himself over to others in acts of evangelization. He said that pulled him out of himself, confronted for him the sins that he had been doing, brought him to repentance and meaning in his life, and thereafter he continually thanked the Lord for the grace that had been given to him through Mother Mary, so that you could see his life was completely changed. He knew he had a meaning and a purpose. Or another woman that I knew who faced the sad reality of being raped at one point. And some years after coming to some healing and forgiveness, she ended up starting a ministry herself to reach out to other women who were raped, to bring them healing, forgiveness, wholeness, integrity in the Lord, so that that event no longer defined them. And she came in the process to see that she had been changed, even through that horrible event, that she could now reach out to others in need and became a person oriented towards others. So that the events of her life no longer defined her, but her giving of herself did. This is the way of the Lord. Like this blind man here, we could pity him. Look back, oh, that's so bad he was like this. We know in our time, if you pay attention, there are many blind people who are living fruitful lives, There are now institutions to help them, but one can take hold of this lifestyle, what has been given to you, and continue to reach out to be a person of self-giving. In this historical circumstance, we know that the blindness was for the glory of the Lord, that the Lord could perform a miracle as a sign for this man and for others watching. He said, the final result we know here was that this man became a follower of Jesus. We can imagine for the rest of his life, he was proclaiming the glory and the praise of the Lord. He had a purpose and meaning in his life after this. And there is another hidden aspect to this, at least for us westernized, that the words of the beggar have become a prayer, especially in the Eastern Orthodox and Eastern Rite Catholics. It's called the Jesus Prayer. Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. In that tradition, one is called to continually repeat this as a way of recognizing the presence of God that passes all through all things, growing into intimate relationship to Jesus. But this prayer, which seems so simple, is not meant to be a mantra like yoga or certain Eastern spiritualities not coming from Christianity. The repeating of the words is not what is as important as the relationship with Jesus, as the Eastern monks emphasize. If you're so focused on the words, the form, like a frame for the great picture of Jesus, you're not recognizing Jesus who is in the frame. The form of the prayer helps you to calm your soul, to give you a focus and perseverance, as one starts with vocal prayer, repeating that, and over time moves to mental prayer and then more deeply into a relationship with the Lord, which takes perseverance and humility and the grace, taking hold of the grace of the Lord. But there are tremendous fruits with this. My own pastoral experience, I recommend this for any soul, but especially for souls going through addictions, repetitive habits, fantasies that they can't get rid of, to continue to repeat this prayer, especially at the time of battle, when the impulse comes again. Jesus, my Lord, my God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Calm down, think about the presence of God, repeat. Jesus, my Lord, my God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Just like the beggar here called out three times, the Lord was eliciting faith from him. He had to call out in order to take hold of his faith three times. The Lord wanted him to persevere. And then he was listened to. The Lord, in fact, was always listening to him. But he was waiting for him to grow a bit in courage and faith. This is what the Lord continues to do to us if we call out to him in all the difficulties and all the challenges and all the anxieties and addictions that we have in our life. But we need to recognize the presence of the Lord, not to let him pass by, but to call out, Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, which calls to recognizing that Jesus is God, that he is the Messiah, and that we need his mercy. This is the combination for peace and meaning in life. When we take hold of this today and every day of our life, then we can call ourselves true followers of the Lord, and we will never be without peace or meaning. We will know how to walk through all the circumstances in life with faith, trusting that the Lord Jesus is with us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.